Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of maximize NOI. Implement a property success plan now. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and multifamily and prop tech strategist who's driving the industry towards performance-based models, the fabulous Shelley Robinson. Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having me today. I appreciate the invitation.
I know we've been trying to arrange this for quite some time, and I'm glad we were finally able to get a date scheduled for this. But this is something that is a very important topic. The prop tech is certainly something that is even before the pandemic, but especially after the pandemic or during the pandemic, it seemed to really come into its own with a lot of people being forced to adopt technology that maybe they weren't ready to at the time, but it's kind of made prop tech something that is more, I guess, easily achievable and acceptable. So let's talk a little bit about what you see as some of the pitfalls or issues that multifamily property owners are facing today and in the coming years.
That's a great question, Paul. I would say the key factors I hear from property owners and operators are increased competition, market saturation, lots of new lease-ups in several markets, economic uncertainties in certain markets, downturns going on, a lot of operational costs rising, interest rates that are not really friendly to investment, and really changing tenant resident expectations, demographics are changing, and the hot topic as well as regulatory challenges and compliance that continue to evolve in our current political landscape.
Yeah, and I know that our topic is implementing a property success plan, and it's also called, I think, a property performance plan. So implementing a property performance plan addresses these challenges that you described?
You know, I would say it's really pivoting to explain the why to your teams. You can say success plan, performance plan. You're pivoting to those owner goals, making sure everyone's aligned to those ownership goals, and then you have a roadmap for your site teams, for your regional property managers to align to those goals and be incentivized for performance. That's really addressing all of those challenges into one single plan. And I would say it's more of a proactive approach rather than the reactive approach. You know, I think in my regional manager days, you would go to properties and you would be fighting fires all of the time. And those things aren't going to go away necessarily. But really taking your budget and your ownership goals and turning that into a roadmap plan takes away the chaos and it creates a lot of clarity. It helps set goals. And then it also aligns all the stakeholders, all the way from owners to department heads to those on-site teams, all the way down to your groundskeeper, to those common goals and objectives.
And talk a little bit about the adaptability to the market changes when you have a plan in place.
And, you know, that's a great question as well, Paul. I would say that markets are evolving quickly, And you can have radically different markets in different states, and sometimes the same state and different cities can be radically different. So it's really having a custom plan that you can meet with your teams on a regular basis, talk to them about the why, educate those teams so that they can grow and evolve in their own careers, which is really another critical topic right now in the industry, is the staffing challenges that we're facing. But it's aligning all of those together into a singular plan so that as things change and adjust, you can sit down with your ownership, sit down with your property management organization, and have thoughtful conversations about what needs to change and why. And that reactionary approach, you know, I have so many experiences in my years in operations and marketing where you're constantly on the phone fighting a fire. And if you had a plan in place, you could have been more proactive and talked about it thoughtfully, both with your on-site teams and then back through the ownership and the department heads at the property management organization.
We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about where does the property performance plan start? And we're going to talk in our next segment about creating or crafting one, but where does it start with what level within an organization?
I would say the first conversation that needs to happen is your day-to-day leaders, regional property managers, VP of operations, directors of operations, really need to dig in with their owners, whether that is a wholly owned organization or a fee management-based organization. Sit down and say, what are the goals of these assets? Property by property. Too many times there are surprises. Like, for example, I moved to Ohio once for a new role. And when I got there, I found out shortly after moving there that they were planning on selling the property in 6 months. That would have been really good to know ahead of time, to know those goals, to know those objectives. So it has to start between your operations, middle leadership, to the ownership of really understanding their goals and objectives. Is the goal to reposition the asset? Is the goal to hold the asset long term? Is the goal to save expenses? Is the goal to drive resident retention? Is the goal to drive turnover? And many times those aren't talked about in a proactive fashion. And the site staff is just operating day to day without really understanding why they're coming to work every day and what their goals and objectives are. So it really has to start there with that critical conversation. If it's fee management, it should occur the day you take the property over or the day that you have a change in leadership with that property and that ownership group. Get to know your owners, get to know their business models, get to know their hold strategies, and their ultimate goals and objectives. And sometimes the conversations need to get really difficult. If an owner's strategy is to grow revenue by 10% in a market where, you know, revenue is retracting, that's a really difficult conversation, but we need to have candor and start to have those conversations there.
And just out of curiosity, how does the property performance plan either differ or coincide with the budgeting process? And we've got about 2.5 minutes left.
That's a great question, Paul. So budgeting is your Bible for financial performance. And many times it's too overwhelming for the site teams to really look at it and be able to dissect the action out of it. So you have a seasoned property manager or a seasoned regional manager, they can take a look at a budget and they can see the story in the numbers. Day to day, people that you're working to bring up in their careers, people that are newer to property management, and we have a lot of that right now in operations and property management. It's our job as leaders to explain the why, share the goals, take that budget and turn it into an actionable month by month, week by week roadmap of what needs to occur on that property so it can be successful for everyone involved in it.
And it does, I guess, go hand in hand with this property performance plan. It's an extension of that or something that coincides with the same goals, right?
It would, and they do go hand in hand, and part of your planning process for your budget season is really grabbing all of those stakeholders, having a template that your organization agrees upon for a performance plan, and coinciding your budgeting process and your performance planning right side by side with each other. And as we all know, your budgeting goes through several iterations before it's finalized. It's budget season right now, in fact, so it's the perfect time to have those performance conversations or success conversations with your ownership, with your department heads, along with your budget package, and align all of it together so that you can launch it with your teams by the first of the year. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get that through the full approval process, but it is important to marry those hand in hand. They should mirror each other, but one is your financial roadmap and the other is your action roadmap. So that's an important distinction of financial to action.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of maximize NOI. Implement a property success plan now. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and multifamily prop tech strategist who's driving the industry towards performance-based models, the amazing Shelley Robinson. Welcome again, Shelley. And we talked in the first segment about the why of property performance plans. And in this segment, we're going to talk about crafting an effective property performance plan. So what do you believe are the key components of a winning property performance plan?
That's a great question, Paul. I want to say, and I want to start with a story. Picture yourself in your career, regional manager, director of operations, VP of operations, and you go out on one of your property visits and you walk into the office and it's chaos. It's messy. People are running around. Someone's crying in the back room. I think we've all seen that happen. And many times the regional or the director gets there and they want to have a thoughtful conversation about where the property's headed, but they end up fighting fires and leave, really accomplishing the firefighting, but not having the proactive and results-based conversations. So with that story in mind, crafting an effective performance plan aligns all the stakeholders from owners down to groundskeepers, department heads at property management companies, to the performance needs of each asset in a custom way. It's a collaborative approach, and it's explaining the why so that people understand their role in the objectives and goals for those owners, so everyone comes out a winner. The key components of a property performance plan or a property success plan, of course, includes your budget, it includes your financial targets, and it's different market by market. It should have metrics, KPI-based measuring items, SMART goals, measurable goals, for operational efficiency. A lot of companies have business intelligence platforms now that they can leverage to collect the data that you need. It really should focus on resident satisfaction goals and strategies, because that relates to the retention goals, capital improvement projects, which are also in your budget planning, marketing and leasing strategies. Many times on the marketing and leasing side, property managers or regionals will call the marketing department and say, help. It's a very reactive strategy. This should be a proactive strategy aligned with those resident needs, aligned with the ownership goals. And then technology plans, innovation and change management. Many times, especially in my prop tech background, the technology teams, the training departments, and the marketing departments at a property management company will have all of these plans for the year for change and innovation, and it's not communicated down to the regionals and the site teams, and then they tend to get rolled out when everybody's overloaded. So part of that success plan is understanding the plans of the company and the change management that's going on, so everybody can make sure they are staffed properly. And then that leads into talent and training. Talent planning is really important. Another topic that's near and dear to me right now, and frankly, in every conversation I'm having with whether it's owners or operators, is the talent attraction issue that's going on in our industry. So having that talent plan, understanding the needs of the property, like for example, one of the owners that I've worked with in the last several years has properties, and one of their properties has had four property managers in 8 months. So having a plan to address the uniqueness of an asset or the challenges of an asset, the training needs of that asset, it's really sitting down and getting that holistic approach so everybody's on the same sheet of music.
How do you believe the property owners can tailor the different performance plans to the different types of multifamily properties? And I mean, there's all kinds of properties, different classes within the same category, whether it's market rate or affordable or student housing and so forth. How can owners tailor these plans?
So it goes back to that collaborative approach as well as segmentation and personas. So I would say there are considerations for A, B, and C properties, affordable properties, just like you were saying. You can't apply the same methodology and the same budget to your properties. If you have a Class A property in San Francisco and a renovation property that's going from, you know, C to B in Phoenix, they could have the same template. They could have the same collaborative efforts, but the goals are going to be different. And then that goes back to having those thoughtful conversations with your ownership, and then conversations and collaboration across all departments at your property management company, and setting up a proactive approach for each asset so that it is clear what needs to happen at each asset. You know, the average regional property manager, and I had 8 to 10 assets. Sometimes I'd have 3 lease ups, and then I'd have properties under renovation, properties that were stable. You can't apply the same methodology and goals to those properties. So it's really important to call those differences out in your goals as well as your roadmap and the success plan of what's needed for each individual asset. And then explain that as you're crafting that. Partner and collaborate with your property manager and your maintenance supervisors so that they understand the why. There's so many insights your maintenance supervisors and property managers can share with you as executives and multifamily to feed into those plans, and then also share it with ownership. It gets everybody talking about what's critical and what's needed at those communities and what's different. If you have an affordable property, you're not going to have the marketing needs of a Class A lease up. If you're at a lease up, you may want to implement and have more creativity around marketing, and you may want to experiment with your lease up with new strategies like smart digital advertising, search engine optimization that you may not have the same budget for. So these drive all of your conversations. It gets your department heads in marketing, training, sales, technology, all understanding those needs of those properties and communicating those clearly so that they're differentiated. You also need to account for different markets. There are markets right now that are just killing it in the United States, and then there's others that are really struggling. And then having thoughtful conversations as well on what's driving the differences in those markets. I would say, you know, you can't apply the exact same strategy in Las Vegas as you would in Seattle or Chicago, and understanding those differences and calling those out in those performance plans are important. I would say, and this is a reference, I love Jay Parsons and Carl Whitaker. Jay's a former economist at RealPage. He's no longer there, and Carl Whitaker is there. They're both very knowledgeable and helpful in the industry on market conditions, market segments, segments by A, B, C, and affordable. So tap into those resources that are available. They have tremendous content on LinkedIn about the economy and conditions to help in that segmentation and differentiation in your performance plan. And then also you need to account for property size and amenities. You know, you're not going to have the same marketing budget on an 800 unit lease up as you do on a 250 unit property that's in a really stable market that got renovated 2 years ago. It's really making sure you're understanding those nuances and having those deep conversations and outlining it in the goals and objectives in the plan.
We've got about a minute left in the segment, and I wanted to just kind of get your feel for, you know, when you think about what people call budget season, it seems to go on forever to finally get to an approved budget. Excuse me. What is the time frame you believe is reasonable to create and craft a property performance plan?
Optimally, I would start now. You know, July is a good time to start having those conversations about your performance plan. Some ownership groups I hear are starting in June now, with revisions already in September. I think the goals aren't going to change during the budget revision process. The goals are going to stay, you know, in place. The strategies may adjust, but it helps you to have those thoughtful conversations now as you're putting your budget packages together, collaborating across your department leaders. And really great property management companies have great budget packages. So getting ready now is key.
All right. Well, we are going to be back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control YNET provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control YNET only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of maximize NOI, implement a property success plan now. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. She is also a multifamily prop tech strategist, and she is driving the industry towards performance-based models. The fantastic Shelley Robinson is joining us. Thank you, and Shelley, for being here today. We also want to take a moment to thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Shelley, we talked in the first segment about the why of property performance. In our second segment, we talked about crafting the effective property performance plans. Let's talk in this segment about implementing and monitoring performance plans. So, what are the steps that owners should take to successfully implement a performance plan?
Great question. Let's talk steps and let's talk best practices. And it's really critical first base to gain buy-in from all stakeholders and actually have a collaborative process as well as an approval process. So one is gaining buy-in from ownership. What are their goals and objectives? Step two is to meet with your site teams and your departmental leaders and get that buy-in, get that plan. Then once you have that plan aligned and approved along with your budget, because they go hand in hand, your budget is your financial plan, your success plan is your roadmap and action plan, you want to provide really clear communication, and you want to provide training. Your site teams need to know the why. So many times as leaders, and I've learned this lesson the hard way in my career multiple times, is we don't really explain the why. We just tell the what. So you have to take the action plan, sit down with your team. I highly recommend a workshop format. If you're a regional or a director, have everybody come in, all your property managers, and host a training. Help them look at those performance plans as not something that's negative, but something that's really going to make everything really clear and drive everything for that year with clarity and eliminate any confusion or chaos. Explain the why. Those ownership goals are your why. And then I would say some best practices with that clear communication and training. Many property managers have team huddles every day. Most regionals and directors have weekly one-on-ones. You have departmental monthly collaborations. You've got your format with your performance plan now to really look at the action and the results in those formats and best practices. Part of that performance plan as well is realistic timelines and milestones. Your performance plan is going to map out month by month, and your property manager and maintenance supervisor can break that down into bite-sized chunks week by week and day by day in their team huddles of what they're focused on to drive performance. If one of your goals is to renovate a property and turn over 50% of the units that year, then that's your talk track with your huddles and your team meetings and your weekly one-on-ones. You've got it mapped out. How are you tracking to that? I would also recommend as a best practice to take that performance plan, have a weekly one-on-one OneNote or a collaborative document like Slack, Teams, different places that you use those tools and resources to document the progress together and have open conversations and dialogue for your one-on-one. Those timelines and milestones are going to drive those ownership conversations in a proactive way rather than waiting for the owner to call once they look at their business intelligence dashboard and see that something's off track. You can be more proactive in your communication. I would also say it's really important to give a weekly update to your ownership group in a proactive way. Many times I hear from owners that they don't hear from the sites or the regionals until something's wrong, or in a reactive way when they see it. It's really critical to share a weekly update and format that aligns to that performance plan as a best practice and keep that communication and those updates flowing, prevent any surprises, get ahead if something's going off track, get the resources you need if something's not on track, or have a discussion about an adjustment. And then I would say establishing a system for regular monitoring and reporting is really critical. Business intelligence, you'll hear me say all the time, most companies do have business intelligence platforms. Work with your business intelligence leadership at the property management company and at the asset management company to make sure you've got the metrics that you need that tell the story of where you're at in your success plan and where you need to be, so that you can easily see it and meet with your teams and share the why and share the success. And I would say the biggest best practice is to celebrate with your site teams. Take the time, show up, surprise and delight them. You're going to have visibility with business intelligence to see these things. Get your asset management leadership and your operational leadership to either send handwritten notes or stop by the property and say hi if they can. And celebrate those wins along the way with implementing that success plan. And part of the talent planning in that too is helping people succeed and move up into their next role in multifamily. And I think, Paul, you've probably heard me say this multiple times, I have a big passion for talent in multifamily. You know, someone brought me into multifamily. We've got to bring others into multifamily and we've got to bring them up. Our industry is short staff, and we are all responsible for planning that talent out and helping people rise to the next level. And really, success planning and performance planning is all part of that as well.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment. What can owners do to ensure that the performance plans, remain effective throughout the next year, 2025 and beyond?
That goes down to these candid conversations and the best practice of using the performance or success plan as a guide for your conversations week by week, month by month, quarterly, annually. You know, a lot of e-management companies, the ownership will meet quarterly and have a review. Sometimes they come out and walk the properties quarterly, or they meet with the operational leadership quarterly. I would say it's really important to have a regular, established cadence of written communication and meeting on the topic of the performance plan. And it goes a long way to recognize all of your team members on site when they're meeting and exceeding those performance metrics. And that goes back to aligning it with the ability to pay for performance as well. I think the industry is starting to look at pay differently than it has in the past. So I think owners can really get creative, look at how they can retain talent, celebrate talent, and incentivize talent. So regular review and updates, incentivizing performance. I would say it's important to talk about industry trends and innovations. LinkedIn's great, NMHC's great. IRM's really good as well to stay informed. And then owners really need to be flexible if the markets shift or there are unexpected emergencies or events on properties. And the blame game doesn't help, but really training, informing, and having really candid conversations with your leaders and teams. And then ongoing learning for the teams. What skills do your teams need? What training could they provide? You know, does a team member with high potential need a coach? There's coaching out there. It's really important to look at and customize the performance planning along with the talent planning together to make sure that it can be successful and you're arming your teams with what they need to be successful and grow in their careers.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back after these messages with our final segment of this episode. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative. Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and/or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of maximizing NOI, implement a property success plan now. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily veteran, a multifamily prop tech strategist who's driving the industry towards performance-based models, the awesome Shelley Robinson. And I do want to take a moment to thank the other exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Shelley, we're going to talk in this segment about the future of multifamily success. Can you share with us any kind of a story about a property that significantly improved performance with their well-executed performance plan?
Absolutely. There was a time in the not-so-distant past where I was a senior regional, and we had a dual lease-up property, multi-phase, in a really competitive market here in California. And they had trouble at first in kind of executing that lease-up. So we sat down with the ownership, really got their goals together, not just the release schedule and not just the goals for the lease-up, but what did they really want out of it as owners? And through those conversations, we really discovered that there was actually a problem with a particular unit type. And we put together a specific plan to the owners on that property, on that unit type. And then we started to experiment. We decided to take a risk and experiment with direct targeted SEO and pay-per-click leasing at the time. And we were able to remove ILSs at that time, which was actually unheard of. And really focus on experimentation. And not only did we succeed, we exceeded our lease up, and we finished that lease up 3.5 months early in a very competitive market. So one of the things that really came out of it that we heard from the teams at the site level was that they really understood their jobs, they understood their roles, and they understood why we were doing things differently in a particular way. You know, there's a lot of anxiety on the site staff to meet those objectives on a lease up, and really having clarity down to how many leases they needed per week and per day helped everyone to do their jobs more. And the experimentation with advertising, why we weren't going with a traditional route and why it was working at that particular property, was really clear to the staff and eliminated a lot of questions. And the owners were very happy to finish the lease up and get their permanent financing as well at the time.
Yeah.
So that's one example. I've got another example from a time in really struggling market during the last recession where we just were not meeting expectations on a portfolio, and we put plans together on that entire portfolio. And frankly, some of those properties they decided to sell, and some of them we actually succeeded on, but everything became clear through the planning process. Achieving that NOI, meeting those financial goals, and then ultimately sometimes ownership having to make difficult decisions comes through that planning process. It's having that candor, having the planning, looking at the market, looking at the property and the assets and the staffing, and really taking a holistic, strategic look at it with every single aspect, from budgeting all the way through to the goals.
So what about looking ahead to 2025 and beyond? How do you see property performance plans evolving?
I'd say the hot topics and the reality is now the integration of predictive analytics and AI coming into the business intelligence space, the financial space, PropTech space. I think, you know, putting together thoughtful business intelligence data and dashboards, working with your PropTech providers on predictive analytics and AI and what their plans are, there's a lot of exciting developments that is going to make it even easier and faster to build out your performance and success plan. There's a focus, of course, on sustainability and ESG factors going on right now. There's specialists that are coming in that can help. Again, that goes back to that collaborative process of including your sustainability and ESG leadership in your planning. I would say there's also a great emphasis, and I love hearing this, is what is the resident experience like? What is the community going on in your building? Are you building community? Are you building a neighborhood? A company I used to work for, Prometheus Real Estate Group, they actually call their properties neighborhoods now. So I just love seeing that focus on community and the resident experience. Having tools and software planning, innovation planning with your prop tech providers in your success planning for resident experience. I would also say on-site staff experience is also becoming a factor and a focus. How do we simplify the day-to-day tasks and the manual tasks that the on-site staff have to do? How do we add AI into that? How do we add automation into that? There are a lot of conversations about that simplification. Some people call it centralization. Some people call it, you know, working to rehome or are new. Frankly, just what is the current model for on-site staff tasks so they can focus more on service? All of that should be included in your planning in 2025 and beyond. And I would say adaptation to remote work trends, changing housing demands, flex spaces, all of those things are becoming more and more popular. Co-working space is a big amenity focus for a lot of remote work at properties. And remote work, frankly, for centralized activities. Some people can do their jobs from home now that they used to have to go into a property management office every day for. So that's, those are the trends that I see continuing to become more of a focus and a reality in multifamily and prop tech.
We've got about a minute left before I want to transition us to some something else, but just give some quick advice on how they can avoid pitfalls with their performance. What are some quick tips?
I would say owners, really important to have a culture of candor and really a continuous improvement mindset and adaptability. Be a human, work with your operational leaders, focus on what you can control, share your why, and really invest and craft in these performance and success plans so everybody's got a really clear roadmap on what they need to do to succeed on your properties and portfolios in 2024 and beyond.
All right, let's transition. I always like to ask our guests a little bit about how they got into the multifamily industry. A lot of common stories there, but tell us a little bit about yours. And also, if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they do that? We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
Oh, great, Paul. I actually had, so my mom has 9 siblings. My mom's gone to heaven now, but when one of her siblings was having their 50th birthday party some years ago, I was invited, and a distant cousin of mine actually said, "You'd be really good at leasing apartments." And at the time, my perception was that, you know, there was a couple sitting in an apartment with green shag carpet, smoking filterless palm oils. That was my perception of the apartment business at that time. And she flew me down to Florida, Summit Properties at that time. And I just got my first dose of what luxury apartments were. And that's how my career started. I was in leasing and property management, and then I moved into marketing leadership, and then operational leadership, and then finally pivoted these last 7 years into customer success and prop tech on the institutional client and the property management client side. It's been, I just feel incredibly blessed, and it's been a really great industry to me, and I just love giving back to it. I love multifamily. And then I would say, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
I would say LinkedIn's the best place. I'm LinkedIn.com, Shelly L. Robinson. I've got my email in there. I've got my contact information. My cell phone's in there. And if you aren't following me, I would love to get to know you and connect and have conversations. I'm looking forward to new connections through this conversation today.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, it's great to have you on. We'd love to have you back again to discuss another important topic. Prop tech's not going away. It's only going to be more imperative for people to know about it and learn about it. So thanks, Shelly, for being on the show. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.